Welcome to the third episode of the Lean Decisions Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Lawbear. Lean decisions are those that use the minimum amount of information and process needed to have successful outcomes. They rely on patterns, techniques, and insights to help you make decisions faster and with less stress. As part of my research into lean decisions, I'm interviewing people about the decisions they make and how they make them. The Lean Decisions Podcast publishes these interviews so you can learn from them too. In this episode, I talk with John Knox, a mobile developer at Evernote, about a decision he made to start a t-shirt company right before the Business of Software conference. John started out unaware he even had a decision to make. Once he realizes he had a decision, he explains how he made the decision and the benefits he's gained. This episode is part one of two of my interview with John. Next week, we'll explore his decision not to buy a camera that would have helped him take better pictures. On to the interview. So I'm here with John Knox. He works over at Evernote and is WinAddict on Twitter. So John, can you give us a bit of background on who you are so we can understand the context of your decision?
Sure. I'm a mobile developer here at Evernote. I've been working here about 3 months. Prior to that, I was actually a consultant in the same field. I've been involved in several different startups, and I think that's pretty much the background there.
Okay. So tell us about your decision to start the t-shirt company.
So maybe the most interesting thing about it was I didn't realize it was a decision to be made for a while. I basically had been collecting kind of a list of funny little phrases that I came up with or things that happened in conversation while working at various startup companies with friends. You know, we'd often be talking about the common pitfalls of startups or the funny things that happen in startup culture and things about the interaction between more engineer types and more managerial or salesy types at these startup companies. And so I just had this collection of, I don't know, what seemed to me to be kind of funny phrases, and a lot of my friends thought they were funny, and there'd kind of be callbacks that would come back to over and over again. And so I had a list of them, and I kept having kind of in the back of my mind, these would make funny t-shirts. That would be kind of cool. I wear lots of t-shirts. Anybody who knows me has probably seen me almost every day of my life in a t-shirt. I don't know. I like t-shirts a lot. I like t-shirts that kind of tell a story and engage people. And so anyhow, I had this list, and I had this kind of love of t-shirts as a way of kind of starting a conversation or discussion about something. And somehow I came to the realization that I could actually make my own t-shirts and that it was actually a decision for me to make. And so I guess that was the first thing, discovering actually I had a decision to make, which sounds weird, but it was, I don't know, it took me a long time to realize that, that it was an option to do this.
And what was the trigger that finally said, oh, I have a decision now to make?
I think what triggered it was actually the approach of the Business of Software conference. And I sponsor a student scholarship there at the conference, which is pretty interesting and fun. But I also like to have something to talk about that's kind of more businessy. When I go there, I like to have something new to talk about each year I go, just have a point of discussion with people. And I was thinking, well, I have lots of projects on my burner, but what's the most interesting thing I can talk about? And I kind of realized, this is a software conference, I know, but this t-shirt thing has kind of been tickling the back of my brain for quite a while. I think I could do that. Can I do that? And try to make that into my little business conversation at the conference. Eventually, it came to be like a few weeks before the conference, like, well, I think this is a decision point. If I want to actually like have a t-shirt business to start, I better decide if I'm actually going to do that. And I decided, yes, I'm going to do that.
Nice. And what was the process you went through to make that decision? So you realized you made the decision. Did you do any analysis, or how did you make the decision?
I listened to Noah's interview on this podcast recently, and when I visualized him talking about his decision frameworks, I envisioned somebody maybe on the bridge of a nuclear submarine with one of those nice glass whiteboards with those little wax pencils marking things off and checklists and all that sort of thing. But I think mine was much less formal than that, actually. I guess there are two sides to it. One was kind of the emotional side, and the other one was kind of the rational, quantitative side. And so I guess starting with the rational, quantitative side, I first considered how much it was going to cost me up front to do this, to try this business idea. And so I basically decided that I would do it if it would cost less than $1,000. I decided that was kind of a good price point to try this experiment. And I thought about time-wise, how much time I would have to invest in it. And actually, this is kind of a big thing for me is, as a developer, when I come up with a development project, I have a very hard time not writing the code for that project. But I think it was actually helpful in this case. I didn't have a lot of time, and it wasn't a programming project, so I was able to kind of put my ego aside and decide, okay, maybe I could design this, but actually it's probably better to have somebody else do it. So that was kind of the next step, was like, okay, how much will it cost to have somebody else design a few of these t-shirt designs? And I talked to one of my designer friends. It turned out that, yes, I'd be able to get a few designs done in under this budget. And so that seemed good. So below $1,000, check. Awesome. In terms of the rest of the time investment, it didn't seem like it'd be too much. I just need to put up a website, figure out a way to get the t-shirts printed, which is quite easy. Uber prints is really, really simple way to get some t-shirts printed. So based on that pretty simple criteria, I decided, let's go for it. On the emotional side, I was pretty excited about being able to wear a t-shirt that I had kind of come up with to the conference. And that seemed like kind of something to be fun for my ego, I guess.
So you were looking at, on the rational side, both the cost and the time required, and you basically set yourself kind of thresholds just to kind of play around with that. And then on the emotional side, that makes sense. So what was the outcome of this decision?
Well, I guess part of the outcome is still TBD. I got lots of positive feedback at the Business of Software conference. One or two people said that, basically said, oh, they need this one of these t-shirt designs. How do I pay?
Nice.
which I think is a pretty good sign. So I got lots of positive feedback. There were lots of people who didn't get it, but I interpret that as actually being positive, even though the attendees of the conference are probably the target market. The fact that some of them didn't get it and some reacted quite positive.
They didn't get a specific t-shirt, or they didn't get the concept of the t-shirt business that you were doing?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I was referring to the t-shirt itself. The t-shirt I had made, the first prototype, said, "Hold still, we're monetizing your eyeballs."
Yeah, I remember that. That was my favorite t-shirt from the conference.
Oh, thank you. And so some people were just like, what does that mean? I don't understand it, which is fine. I think that's a good sign for a t-shirt company, because you kind of want to be polarizing, and it just means, they're not maybe part of the target market, target audience for that. So that's pretty positive. And so, yeah, so far it's going well. I have put up a minimum viable website for the brand, and I haven't done any marketing efforts yet. And so that's something I need to work on. I'm an engineer, not a fantastic marketer. So I'm kind of hoping that the turnout will be to make me better at this whole marketing side of the business. But, that's a little bit down the road.
So that brings me to another question, which is one of the things what I look at about decisions, especially decisions that are kind of risky, have unknown consequences, are the ancillary benefits to that. So one of them I can see is that by starting that t-shirt business right before the conference and then wearing them at the conferences, you increase the engagement with others at that conference. You now had a topic to talk about. You're going to develop like more memorable connections, stronger connections because of that. And then, as you mentioned, on the other side is this can be a spring pad to learn marketing. Do you find those as being the ancillary benefits, or were there others that you were considering? Did you consider any of those before the decision, or are you just realizing them afterwards?
Some of them I think I realized before. I was pretty sure that it'd be something interesting to discuss. Whether or not anybody else would be interested in it, I wasn't 100% sure, but I had some good indications that'd be the case. I showed some designs of friends of mine. Your points about making me more memorable, actually, that's something I hadn't even really considered too closely. So, yeah, I like the way you put that. Learning the marketing thing, actually, that's kind of an intentional part of this. I think part of this exercise is that I have less of my ego involved, because it's not programming related. It's kind of just a little bit to the left of that. And so you know, the issues of designing it myself and that sort of thing. I feel much more comfortable in having somebody else do that part of it and outsourcing it, which, you know, I'm trying to get a little bit better at delegation and managing my own time resources. So those are all benefits that I kind of anticipated from it. I guess some benefits I didn't quite realize I'd have is actually probably a lot more people than I anticipated actually noticed a shirt and started talking about it without me even bringing it up as, you know, hey, look what I did. They were just like, whoa, tell me about the shirt. What's that? Where did you get that from? And so that was actually pretty cool.
Nice. So since this is kind of like a new project, I'm figuring you haven't hit, or maybe you have, is like, would you consider the outcome a success? One, and if it's still, you haven't hit your success criteria, do you have success criteria? Like, what would make this decision a success for you if you haven't already hit success?
Okay, good question. So, in terms of my ego, I think it's already been a success because quite a few people at least liked the t-shirt designs and thought that the business idea was at least interesting. Business-wise, I think I will consider it a success if I'm able to generate enough revenue from it to basically support some new designs of t-shirts to be made. So if I can get basically, you know, if I can get maybe one design a month paid for or somewhere in that range, I think that'd be extremely successful. If I can just, even if it, maybe I'm not making it profitable, but if I can just kind of sustain, a handful of new designs per year, I think that would be a really good business outcome. And, you know, I think eventually, if you do that long enough, it'll, you know, generate enough gravity to maybe start becoming profitable as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. Okay, excellent. So is there anything else about this decision I should have asked?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I think the most interesting thing about it is actually just discovering that there's a decision to be made, and it's kind of hard to talk about that. You know, it's kind of almost about the definition of decisions, right? It's like, do we make decisions all the time? When I'm walking, am I deciding to put my left foot forward and then my right foot forward? Like, is that a decision? Because, you know, in terms of this, it's almost like if I hadn't noticed it and thought about it, it probably wouldn't have happened. So does that mean I would have decided not to do it? So I don't know. It's a little bit philosophical.
But yeah, I tend to take the practical viewpoint from decision making, which is as far as our ability to affect decisions, then decisions has to be a conscious thing, right? We can talk about unconscious decisions or even like habits and things like that. I don't really consider decisions. We try to kind of automate things, make things unconscious. You know, like you said, walking, you don't consciously decide to put one foot in front of another. From the perspective of, can I make my life or my business better? I think you have to talk about conscious decisions. And you can also talk about how do you raise unconscious decisions to the conscious level so you can make them. But for me, a decision has to be conscious.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I agree with that. And I think raising it to your awareness is maybe that's something that I need to work on myself, just realizing that when I have a daydream, maybe, you know, about, oh, hey, it'd be cool to have a t-shirt with this stuff on it or to do this, to do that, that really it means, if I want to make that happen, well, there's a decision to be made and maybe I should start, you know, measuring things and figuring out what a plan might look like so I can make a decision one way or the other.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that. I'm going to have to explore that topic some more. Okay, great. Well, thank you for talking to me today. And once again, this is John Knox. He works at Evernote, and it can be found on Twitter at WindAddict. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Trevor. It's been a lot of fun.
In this interview, John talked about his decision to start a t-shirt company. There's three ideas I want you to take away from it. First, all decisions have emotional and rational components. Notice how John talked about how he emotionally made the decision, but only tentatively. Before finalizing his decision, he verified the numbers made sense for the outcome he was looking for. Second, John set a threshold to help him make the decision. If the initial cost wasn't going to be less than $1,000, he would move forward. Otherwise, he'd abandon the idea. Think about how you can define thresholds before you start gathering information for your decisions. If you define your thresholds ahead of time, it's harder to rationalize going forward with a decision when you don't meet them. Third, think about what decisions you aren't yet aware of that you should be making. What has been nagging you at the back of your mind? What's been occupying your thoughts lately? Raise these decisions up to a conscious level so you can address them as true decisions. Next week, we'll explore John's second decision, why he decided not to buy a camera that would have helped him take better pictures, and more importantly, why he decided to force the decision instead of keeping it on the back burner. The Lean Decisions podcast is a bi-weekly feature of the Lean Decisions blog. In the last episode, I interviewed Chad Modad, Director of Consulting of Entrance Software, about deciding to switch away from software they had outgrown and how they chose which software product to move to. If you missed it, you can listen to it on the blog at leandecisions.com. To ensure you don't miss another episode, go to leandecisions.com and enter your email in the subscription box. If you have any feedback on this episode or would like to be interviewed for my research, please contact me at trevor@leandecisions.com. Thanks, and see you next time.